Looking for a Honda? Get to RauschHonda.com. Save thousands on a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Hondas. Buy or lease, cars, trucks, and SUVs. Preview them at RauschHonda.com. And remember, you never swear to say Honda.
It's Roush Honda. I see President Barack Obama has added details to his promise to improve the way the U.S. intel community works. Let's get more on that right now. Spend a couple minutes with Matt Mayer, who is president of the Buckeye Institute. And Matt used to be at the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Is that correct?
That is correct. Mm-hmm.
All right. How long were you there?
2.5 years.
All right. Well, then you must have got Tom Ridge and Mike Chertoff.
Yeah, I worked for both of them in different capacities.
I noticed in the president's speech yesterday, I'm probably not the only one that caught it, but I heard him use war on terror.
He did. It was the first time he used the phrase war twice within about five words. And I think what that means, how I take that is, his folks have seen where the American public is on this, and he realizes this semantic nonsense that they've been engaged in over the last year about man-caused disasters and global contingency operations just isn't going to cut it. That America knows it's at war, and the president needs to be there, too, and I think he finally got there.
The president plans to put more air marshals on planes, and he's announced about a dozen changes designed to fix security problems that allowed the Christmas Day attackers to slip through. Will that help?
Any marginal increases should help. The more we can tweak the system to make sure it adapts to the enemy is a good move for the country.
If he gave you a call on the phone, Matt, and asked you what how can we handle this to the in the best interest of U.S. citizens, what would you tell him?
I would tell him if he wants to get serious about this, he needs to stop getting engaged in all this soft power stuff with closing Guantanamo Bay and transferring prisoners and all that type of stuff. It needs to really focus on how do we identify men from age 18 to 40 who come from countries that have a terrorist indices, who pay cash for their tickets, who don't come with luggage. And make sure that our intelligence agencies and State Department embassies are on high alert any time they get anybody like that who wants to come into the U.S. so that we do a very thorough screening of those folks.
Somebody put 14 countries on a list where we had to be very careful with folks coming from those countries. Are we getting any cooperation from those countries?
Reports are telling us our people that they're not going to do anything, and so that's an interesting twist where the president asked them to do something, and they essentially say they're not going to. So it makes me worry that they don't see the president in a very strong spot right now.
Well, at least he has admitted we are at war, something most of us knew all along. And I'm still uncomfortable with the closing of Guantanamo Bay.
Well, there's a reality. I mean, if we all forget, this is not a 9/11 war. We have been at war with these folks for the last two decades, four continents and at least 16 countries where we've had the war going on. And so we need to understand that. You know, Guantanamo Bay is not perfect, but I got to tell you, the idea that we can close Guantanamo and open a prison where we're going to indefinitely detain people in Illinois, they're going to change the name from Gitmo to whatever prison it is in Illinois, and it's going to have the same alleged recruiting factor for Al-Qaeda. The fact of the matter is, when we bring them to this country, we put them into a constitutional position that they currently don't possess, even according to the Supreme Court.
And they will be treated as, let's see, when they go on trial, as combatants, terrorists, or just criminals?
Criminals. They'll be treated as criminals. And, you know, that just if you think about this, you know, we're going to put Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, KSM, the mastermind of 9/11, on trial in New York. New York is now saying that just the price of that trial for security and other measures is going to be around $216 million. I'm not sure many Americans in a time of economic distress think we should be giving terrorists those kinds of rights and, more importantly, spending that kind of American taxpayer dollars on a single trial for an individual that is responsible for killing 3,000 people.
If they do close Gitmo and move the detainees to Illinois, I may be off base on this, but I view that as politics, a political plum for Obama's home state?
You know, I don't necessarily see it that way. What it is it's a political plum for the far left that views Guantanamo as the source of all evil. You know, the reality is, you know, we quickly treated this individual as a criminal on the Christmas Day bombing, and the very moment we did that and read him Miranda rights, we took away our ability to interrogate the guy and figure out what he knew. And this is not one of those things where, well, we'll get a plea deal out of him and get information. Time is of the essence in many cases, and the ability to interrogate him as quickly as possible would have allowed us to get the kind of real-time intelligence that we possibly could have gone quickly into Yemen and taken care of some areas where he had been. Those folks are not stupid. They're now probably have already closed up shop and moved, and so we really lost our ability to prick a needle here.
Do you see a long period of terrorism activities in the United States?
Well, you know, I think my former boss, Secretary Ridge, said we're talking about several generations, and I think he's right. I mean, the reality is these folks don't want to kill us for reasons that have to do with Afghanistan or Iraq or George W. Bush. They were attacking us since 1992. That's the first known bombing that we know of that happened in Yemen. And they're going to continue because what we stand for, liberty, freedom, democracy, is something that they oppose. And that you have a whole another ball of wax where you have this huge mass of discontented individuals who don't like their own countries because they see them as sellouts to their view of Islam. And so this is not something that's going to go away easily. It's a long fight, and we have to be in for that fight and understand that they are patient. Everyone forgets there was an 8-year gap between the first 1993 World Trade Center attack and the second one. These folks are patient, methodical, and they'll look and poke for vulnerabilities. And when they find a vulnerability, they'll use it to hit us.
That's Matt Mayer, former senior official at the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, president of the Buckeye Institute, having to do with 1 in 5 ex-detainees are joining military.